driving liberals crazy. 3 hours a day, every day, the Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
Hey, welcome back. It's Mark Simone here for Sean, to my great surprise, but he's putting together a big show, a big special show tonight, Fox News Channel, on Hannity tonight at 10 o'clock. Exclusive interview with Bibi Netanyahu. Exclusive interview with Paul Ryan. I'm sure they will be, besides interesting, they'll be breaking some big news on this program. They're putting it together as we speak. With us right now, one of our favorite regular guests, Mark Levine, is a fascinating guy, Democrat, well, yes, it can't be perfect, from the Virginia House of Delegates. And let's talk to him about all that's happened today. Mark Levine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Very good. I hope you got to see this amazing press conference that the president himself ran today for about an hour and a half. Wasn't that a tour de force?
Oh, actually, I didn't know you were going to talk about the press conference. I'm afraid I missed it, but I did hear that apparently...
You saw it. You don't want to admit it was brilliant.
No, I heard that he basically answered very complex questions with tweet-worthy answers, but I did not actually see it, so I just got to be honest with you there.
What is it with you people and the tweets? He drives these Democrats nuts with the tweets.
Well, you know, some of us like sophisticated answers to sophisticated questions rather than simplistic stuff.
Now, I was watching this, and he went into such detail about policy at great length. And then I'm watching CNN, when all they covered was, hey, he was wrong about the Electoral College number. You guys do tend to nitpick him a little.
Why is he still talking about the election? I mean, here his national security advisor has just been fired because he had contacts with Russia, which committed espionage against the United States to get Donald Trump elected, and he's focused on the Electoral College numbers? I mean, I would think consorting with the enemy would be a bigger deal.
Apparently what happened with Mike Flynn, we have the real story. Just, I don't know why, but he kept watching the clip of Obama over and over again when he whispered to the guy, oh, yeah, we'll have to the election with more flexibility. And it stuck in his head, and he blurted that out to a Russian guy.
Uh-huh. So your position is that Donald Trump knew nothing about Michael Flynn's contact with the Russians? Because, you know, it's interesting. Richard Nixon said he didn't know anything about the Watergate break-in, but the cover-up still got him removed from office. So given that this hacking is far worse than anything that happened in Watergate, I'm just curious, is your position that just Flynn didn't tell Trump what he was doing? Is that what you think?
I would think, since Flynn didn't do anything wrong, certainly not a crime what he did, since he didn't do anything wrong, I would think if he got fired, it must have been that they didn't feel he came clean with them or told them everything. But what he did was, when he was talking to the Russian guy, he said, hey, after the election, you know, we'll work something out, which is what, of course, President Obama did. We have the video, which is so the Clintons.
Well, I'm talking about what happened before the election.
Oh, what happened?
I'm talking about whether or not Trump, through his emissaries, called on Russia to commit espionage against the United States, which some people might classify as treasonous.
I'm not sure
exactly what happened, but I do think we need to get to the bottom of it.
You feel that you would have to beg Russia to do espionage against the United States. Like, otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. You have to go ask them, please,
no,
give some espionage.
No, I just think that we know that Russia committed espionage. We know they did it in order to get Donald Trump elected. No one disputes any of that. And I think that if Donald Trump's advisor...
I like that. No one disputes any.
That's right. No one disputes it, including
except
the
everybody.
No. Even Donald Trump concedes now. He disputed it for a long time, but he concedes now that Russia hacked in illegally committed espionage.
Into what?
In order to get elected.
What did they hack into?
Really no different from what they did in Watergate, right? They hacked into the DNC to get Richard Nixon elected.
Okay, let me explain to you the difference.
Okay.
In Watergate, Woodward and Bernstein uncovered corruption at the RNC. They were immediately given a Nobel Prize, a Pulitzer Prize, a parade, a book deal, a movie deal. In this case, somebody hacked into the DNC, and they're the villain. Hey, whoever hacked into the DNC, all they did was give them the transparency that they always claimed they would have.
So your view is that the Watergate burglars who hacked into the DNC in the 1970s were heroes as well? G. Gordon Liddy, your friend, I guess, they were heroes when they broke in to try to plant bugs in the DNC?
No, I don't think so. But what they were doing in the DNC was trying to get Larry O'Brien's – they broke into Larry O'Brien's desk. That was it. But let me ask you a question. You believe the Russians hacked into Donna Brazile and got her to steal the debate questions? Then they hacked into Debbie Wasserman Schultz, had her rig the debates and the primaries to screw up Bernie Sanders?
that didn't happen, Donna Brazile and Deborah Wasserman Schultz. But the thing that did happen was, yes, Russia did hack into private servers in order to get Donald Trump elected. I mean, that's what every one of our intelligence services says.
No,
that's
actually, wait, no.
That's even what Donald Trump
only
says.
Only one intelligence service has a report that says that. The other 17 signed off on it, but you'll notice 9 of them would not give it full a recommendation. They had caution about it. Not everybody gave it a full yes.
Well, how about this? Can you agree with me that we need a full investigation into this to find out whether one of America's greatest enemies committed espionage to choose our president? Do you think that's worthy of an investigation, or do you think it should
all be something? Well, I was going to go away for President's Day weekend, but I could cancel that. We could do this if you want.
All right, so you support a full investigation. I just want to make clear here because, you know, there's some conservatives that are saying it doesn't matter if our greatest enemy hacked into us. We really don't care. As long as Donald Trump got elected, we don't care whether Putin did it or not. But I got to tell you, there are a number of conservatives, and I include, you know, Lindsey Graham and John McCain and, frankly, Michael Pence.
There's two objective guys, huh?
He became vice president, who said, this is important stuff, and we need to know whether our greatest enemy, one of our greatest enemies, is actually trying to influence our election. So I praise those Republicans that want to get to the bottom of this.
You should lie down and take a couple of aspirin. You're getting yourself worked up over this.
I think it matters when our enemies. I mean, I'm not pro-Putin. I don't know why Republicans. You know, Ronald Reagan used to be very much against the Russian dictatorship, and I stood with him on that. And I'm just surprised that so many Republicans are running away and defending Putin. I've never seen it before, and it's kind of shocking to me. I must admit.
All right, I'll explain it. First of all, nobody's defending Putin. Second of all, nobody's buying this hacking story. It could be that Hillary just screwed up the whole election. I know Trump has not attacked Putin, and he's always tried to say nice things in any interview. But
do you agree with him on that?
Well, I know what his
pro-Putin as our president is, because
I know what his master plan is and why he's doing that.
Really, what's his master plan?
He's a negotiator. He's always negotiating, and his thinking was, you guys are kind of screwing this up for him. But his thinking was always, don't attack Putin. His going to make an attempt to separate Russia and Iran. The only real strength Iran has is the alliance with Russia. If he can separate Russia from Iran, it's going to be a lot easier to deal with Iran then. So that's his thinking.
See, I recall Republicans mocking President Obama for trying to do a reset button with Russia. And you know what? I was with those Republicans. I said it was foolish to try to trust Putin. I condemned President Obama. But President Obama hasn't played near the kind of footsie that Trump has. I mean, Trump...
We have video of him leaning over and saying, hey, wait till after the election. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, after my election, I have more flexibility. Yeah, I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and understand with me.
There you go. That's playing footsie and a kiss on the cheek.
All I'm asking is for some consistency. You know what? If Vladimir Putin was a bad guy when Obama was president, and I think he was, I think he's a very dangerous dictator who's invaded Ukraine and done a lot of awful things, then he doesn't suddenly become a good guy just because your president likes him a lot. He's still a really bad, dangerous enemy of the United States of America, and I respect those Republicans that actually you say that rather than suddenly switching all their positions because Trump feels the other way. I mean, doesn't that make sense, Mark?
Okay, Joe McCarthy, let's look for anybody who knows a Russian. But if this is how you feel, if you feel this strongly about it, how must you feel about Hillary Clinton giving them our uranium?
You know, it's interesting that when the President of the United States may be involved in a scandal far worse than Watergate involving America's greatest enemy, you're still going over, weird talking points regarding Hillary that aren't accurate because there were 9 people on the whole uranium deal. But it's just, it's a direct question. If the President of the United States, let me just ask you this way, if Donald Trump as candidate actually authorized his people to talk with Russia to encourage them to commit espionage to get him elected, can you and I at least agree that's a clearly impeachable offense?
Well, yeah. If also, he robbed Fort Knox. That's an impeachable offense,
right,
too. But there's no evidence that he did any of this.
On that. No, but I think that may come out over the next few months.
You realize when they say there was contact, certain Trump people, the Russians, it was all the Paul Manafort guys, and that's because they had clients over there. Manafort was briefly involved in the campaign, but there's no evidence of anything. But again, just tell us.
See, I think the president's men do what the president wants them to do. But that was exactly the question at Watergate. What did the president know and when did he know it? And I think that's going to be the question that comes up again here.
All right. You do realize you're a smart guy. You're a very articulate guy. But when normal people are listening, you say, that's the worst scandal since Watergate. The worst thing ever.
No, it's far worse than Watergate. No,
oh, definitely,
clear.
Definitely.
Far worse than Watergate. Far worse than Watergate. In Watergate, at least there were Americans hacking into Americans. We weren't relying on Russians to commit espionage. I think it's far worse than Watergate.
Okay, first, worse than Watergate. Now, evaluate this. Worse than Civil War?
No.
Worse than World War II?
No.
Okay. So it's above Watergate and in between World War II.
Right.
Now,
that's right.
Once again, when Hillary gave all our uranium to Russia, you felt how about this?
Hillary didn't give all our uranium.
An enormous chunk of our uranium to Russia. How did you feel about that?
No, what happened was there was a whole policy that nine people signed off on, nine agencies that Hillary wasn't even involved in. But I get how your talking points work.
It's more than a talking point. She gave all that uranium.
I am glad you agreed that if the candidate for Trump actually called on Russia to commit espionage against the United States and profited from it, that you think he should be impeached. That's big news. Because not everyone on your side of the radio sphere believes that. So I'm glad to hear that you, as a patriotic American, don't believe in encouraging our enemies to commit espionage against us. I'm proud that we're on the same side on this one.
Oh, good. I'm glad we made you happy. I'm glad
you
we cleared
did.
That up
you
for
did.
You.
I appreciate it, Mark.
So when you watch those Joe McCarthy movies, you must say, wow, that is a good guy. Look at him. He goes after anybody. Knew a Russian, saw a Russian, talked to a Russian, heard from a Russian.
I just want an investigation. I just want to know what happened. And I know that there are a number of Republicans that also agree with me and want it, too, and I praise them as well. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let us know. Keep us in touch. Keep us updated on that investigation.
Well, I assume it's going to be in the news. There's the Intelligence Committee. There are a number of other committees. And I do give Lindsey Graham and John McCain a Courage Award for being willing to do what's right for the American interest and not just for their president.
You know, when I think of who's the most objective person on this, it certainly would be a tie between John McCain and Lindsey Graham.
You don't like either one of them, huh?
I love Lindsey Graham. I'm not crazy, but I love John McCain. I actually know John McCain's a wonderful guy, but if I wanted an objective guy on this, I don't know, he'd be my first choice here.
You know, I think this is a big deal. I think it's going to become a big deal. I got to tell you something. It's not just me that says so. I talk to a lot of Republicans all the time,
and a lot of
them won't go public, but what they're saying behind the scenes is this is the worst White House we've ever seen.
Absolutely. You are definitely onto something.
In charge.
I would, if I were you, clear some shelf space for that Nobel Prize. You're onto something. But anyway, hey, Mark, let me...
Well, no, it's not just me. Obviously, it's a big feeling. I mean, we've never had a president who's this much disliked in a month in office in American history.
No, definitely. No question about it. Anyway, I hate to stop, but I'm getting a headache here. But no, you're a great guy. Do you have a website or something people should go to?
I do. MarkLevineTalk.com. People can check me out.
MarkLevineTalk.com.
Yeah, don't confuse me with Mark Levin. I'm obviously.
I don't think you got to worry about that too much. Don't worry about it. MarkLevineTalk.com. You're a great guy. We love talking to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Take care.